This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Squid, Allie, Dylan. Hanging out, man, having a lot of fun, even though they ganged up on me about the Jimmy Butler thing. But this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
You got ganged up on because you were wrong.
I'll die on that hill if I need to. You know what I mean? There's people out there that whose voices are not heard right now. And if I have to be that guy to represent that squad, then it is what it is. But
well.
I don't need a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys that need rings. You know what I mean?
I don't think Jimmy Butler is a Johnny-come-lately. I think he's one of the best players the last 15 years in the NBA.
You know what I'm saying? He is in the Golden State. And he watched his old team get beat by 50.
Well, they're a bunch of losers. That's why he left them.
Okay.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
He was one of them.
Can you tell me
don't ask me NBA trivia because that's not right.
Name me a player on the Golden State Warriors besides Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Buddy Hield, and Draymond Green.
What do you – like? Hang on. I see what you're trying to do, and you're trying to deflect, and you're trying to say that Jimmy's that guy. I'm not arguing that he's not the key to this run. That's not the point. My point is that the guy got there 2 months ago. That's my point. And I'm not
– There's three months ago.
We got to move on. Anyways, we're going to get to the Atlanta Falcons, and Adam Schefter had a nugget yesterday that you'll want to pay attention to here in 2 minutes. I got to tell y'all, though, something happened yesterday at my house. I am so sore in the quads. My son yesterday wanted to race me. Okay, and look, my son's 4.5. He thinks he's 14, and it's like one of those points where he's like, "Hey, he straight up called me out. Let's just put it that way. He called me out, and I smoked him in the race, and I smoked him by 20 freaking yards in about a 40-yard race, and then he started crying, and I was like, "Hey, don't call me out if you're gonna cry." And
you don't want to smoke, but you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. So my wife is like trying to take up for him, and she's like, "Well, I'll race you then." And I was like, "You don't want the smoke." And then we both came out the blocks, and both of us promptly almost fell on our face. I hit the dog. I think she hit one of the kids, and we were like, "All right, let's do this later." But
wow.
You don't want the smoke, but you can get it.
Former NFL player brags about beating 4-year-old son in foot race.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's not a brag about beating him. It's about making a statement in my household, man. I'm not going to give you the layups anymore. You're 4.5. Time to be a big boy.
You're not
going to
let him win.
Yeah. You're 4.5 going on 40. All right, it's time to get a job, kid. Don't call daddy out.
Right? Allie, I would say that I would want to get on the mic about this, but if his kid wasn't already 5'6".
right, I know. He's taller than me.
Dude, I'll have to put the picture on IG. My wife sent me a picture of him in the car yesterday. He's like in his car seat, and his feet are almost on the floor.
Goodness
like, just
gracious.
Straight up. He looks like Kristaps Porzingis like in his car seat, man. It's a lot of fun, though, man. But, yeah, my wife, I was like, dude, I'm so sore in the quads because I run, but it's like, you know, when you're just running a light jog, like it's just mostly hamstrings.
Very different.
The quads, like in a sprint, like I was like, whoa, this morning, I was like, Jesus, like I need to like do a couple like Saigon squats or something.
Why are you guys running into things, into dogs,
well,
into children?
The dog, like, you know, the kids and the dogs want to be involved. When you run around in the backyard, they're like, oh, it's playtime. And so, you know, you can't get a straight inline race between two parents in a backyard with a dog and two kids. It's just not possible. But my wife did test me a little bit, dude. She looked at me and she's like, "We will get this race in." And I was like, whoa. First of all, I outweigh her by 150 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be breaking, earth-shattering news if she beat me in a race.
Well, this is a difference in your house and mine. No one questions me and mine.
Is that right?
No one challenges me and mine.
Here's the thing. My wife would definitely smoke you in a race.
No.
1,000%.
No way, dude.
Yes, she would.
Nah. Yeah. Nope. Ain't happening.
We have to move on, but this is a conversation that can continue. Because I would love to hear from people what they think their spouse can beat them at physically.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, there's probably somebody out there who's like, my wife smoked me in pull-ups, push-ups, whatever it may be. Maybe that's a conversation that needs to be had in a wake-up call that'll be coming up at 8 o'clock, 404-726-0929, at 929 Morning Shift. We got to get to this Adam Schefter sound. And, Dylan, I want to go ahead and pull this up. Adam Schefter had a nugget yesterday that I think that you're – I'm sorry, it is Ian Rapoport. Ian Rapoport had a nugget yesterday that I think you guys will understand that if you've been listening to this show, Bo and I have been trying to tell these people, Allie. We have been sounding the horn for the last 4 months. And it just seems like, speaking of Johnny come latelys, Bo, that Ian Rapoport, go ahead.
Hold on now. I don't want this to be set up the way you're gonna do it. I want to set it up correctly. Allie, Mike had this first and convinced me.
All right.
Mike and I are talking off the air after I think it was after Penix's first start.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about what this mess this was with Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, what do they do moving forward? Mm-hmm. And Mike goes, I think he's best suited for the backup here. I think he'd want to be the backup here. I think it would work here. Now, want to is one that we all know he wants to be a starter.
Of course.
But it would work if he doesn't get the perfect situation, and which was what Mike kind of set up to me, it'd be perfect. So Mike and I are talking, and at the end of the conversation, I looked Mike right in the face and said, I don't really disagree with anything you're saying. I think you're 100% right. And Mike and I have had this. This has been what we've said, while others on this show in this city have said he can't be here. And when pushed, they just go, well, it just can't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the aliens thing. Just can't happen. It can't be.
And so here is Ian Rapoport yesterday talking about Kirk Cousins.
The more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source on that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just we kind of, like, just didn't believe them, it feels like. But I think, I mean, he's got family in Atlanta. I believe his kids have grandparents in Atlanta. I think it's his wife's family, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got family in Atlanta. He's got no trade clause. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere unless, like, something crazy happens where he would be able to go be the starter.
Earth-shattering news, everybody. Earth-shattering news, Ian Rapoport. I don't even have a source because they've been saying this all along. You don't say, Allie.
Is it just that we're more uncomfortable with the idea of him staying because it was supposed to be this amazing season? We brought in Kirk Cousins, and now it didn't pan out the way we want, so we want to shove it away.
Yeah, well, and it's the thing, and we've heard this, and I know that Bo's had back and forth on socials where people are like, can't happen. They're just going to show Kirk Cousins every time Michael Penix throws a bad pass. Fine.
Right.
I don't know anybody that's going to clamor for Kirk Cousins to return. Now, if you open the season 0-8, maybe. But I don't see that happening. You got too many other weapons in other places. But it's so funny listening to him say it. I literally have a tweet back from maybe January 2nd that is like, dude, he's got family here. He's settled in. They bought a home. It's a situation where he's not going to cause problems as a backup. I don't think Raheem worries about him being in the building. Everybody's comfortable. Except the national media, it seems like, and some other people on this radio station as well. Everybody else seems to be. Now, like you said, I know that he wants to be a starter, but the musical chairs has stopped. The music has stopped playing, and right now he is standing up.
Yeah.
And there's not a seat.
No one's saying he will be here, and he has to be. We're just saying it's not a big deal if he is.
Yeah.
We're just saying, and we've always said, don't freak out and don't say what just can't be. He can't be in that locker room. Dude, this is the NFL. It's professional. These guys are pros. Whatever you think about them, they're pros. They go in there. Most of these guys are handling their business and their position group. They worry when, you know, we talk about, well, no one's going to accept him. Who? For what? Yeah. For doing what was best for him? No. When guys get mad is when, you know, and I'm not calling out the person because I love who Devondre Campbell always was around me, and I thought he was a great dude, but he quit on his teammates in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Refused to go in a game. That's when guys care.
Yeah.
They don't care if you played hurt because you were trying to continue to do what you're a competitor. They actually care when you don't do those things.
Yeah.
So if you've never been in a locker room, that's fine. But Mike and I have been on this thing where it's not going to be a big deal if he's here. It's not going to be a distraction. And also, I'm not sure how it bothers the Atlanta Falcons, who are on the, in the middle of the game on the field, if a TV channel covering the game pans to Kirk Cousins in the middle of the game. Yeah. Is how is that going to be a distraction in the middle of the game to Michael Penix? It's not. It's not. Yeah. And we've made up these things that we think to be a distraction. It's just not. You know, teammates care how you treat them and how good of a teammate you are in the moment.
Yeah, and it's not like they're competing for the same money pool at quarterback. Michael Penix is on a rookie contract, and he's still got 4 years left on that rookie contract. Speaking of rookies, we do need to get to the list of undrafted free agents. Look, I think there's a lot of good players here. We focused earlier talking about wide receiver Nick Nash out of San Jose State. We also talked about the corner Kobe Bryant out of Kansas. I think both those guys will have opportunities ahead of them. We did also talk about the fact that, you know, there is no center, seemingly. I know Josh Gray from Morgan State is a guy that can move around. You also signed Jordan Williams, the Georgia Tech guy. But there's opportunities for a lot of these guys as far as it goes for, you know, openings on this football team.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing we always talk about, Mike, is when you're in this position, you better excel at special teams. Absolutely. That's it. And I know it's a little bit different for Jordan Williams, but Nick Nash and Kobe Bryant, they've got to not only do what it shows to say that they can take a roster spot as a position player, but also they've got to be special team aces. And that's kind of like a guy like I hear Nick Nash, and I heard even some people were like, yeah, man, that's good. He's a good player. Look at all the balls he caught. He's a big receiver. I'm like, well, they got big receivers. They got Drake. They got Kadarrell. You know, Kadarrell's a Pro Bowl special teams player. Can Nick Nash do some of those things that he can do? He's not as fast as Kadarrell. So there is a lot of work that is cut out for these guys, but there were talented players in college. They put up numbers. They had draft grades with guys that they were projected to be drafted. So they got to go kind of show out and earn a spot. And at the very worst, earn a spot on that practice squad.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, and I'll give a shout-out to my guy Cody I was talking about. I was doing a podcast last night with this guy Cody and his group, and I told him the Keith Armstrong story, where Keith Armstrong every year would bring these guys in to the special teams meeting, and he would ask them out loud what position they play. And the minute that one of them said, what's your school, what position you play? San Jose State, wide receiver. Well, you don't play wide receiver. All right, sit down. You don't play wide receiver. You know what you play? You're a gunner on the punt team. You play L2 on kickoff cover. You're a PP. Like, you play special teams. You don't play wide receiver. Julio Jones and Roddy White, they play wide receiver. You play special teams, man. So that's the conversation that a lot of UDFAs will be having over the next couple of days. Yes, they play wide receiver. Yes, they play corner. Hopefully some of them can play defensive tackle. Shout out to our guy from Miami, but you got to play special teams first and foremost. And if you can't, I mean, look at a guy, Bo, like D'Angelo Malone, man. How many snaps have we seen D'Angelo Malone actually rush the edge?
Yeah, and he stayed on this team because of that. There was nothing like when Keith Armstrong got in your butt. I remember he got in mine at a golf tournament one time. I mean,
pause.
You just do what he says, dude. I mean, he yelled at me straight up. I mean, I straight up yelled at me, and I said, yes, sir, and I did exactly what he told me to do.
Oh, man. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll go in the huddle. There's a lot of cool things happening around the NFL. There is one quarterback that's future is in doubt in Cleveland. You'll want to make sure you pay attention to that. Also, a couple of other contracts going on. And you won't want to miss this Brandon Bean sound from an interview. The GM of the Buffalo Bills got a little testy yesterday. So stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Squid, Ali Dylon, Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Squid Billy, Dylon hanging out. We do have a couple fun segments coming up. First of all, we got Joe Person that'll join us to talk about the draft class for the Carolina Panthers. That'll be at 8:20. The return of Top 5 Tuesday. Some of Atlanta's favorite sons, Outkast, heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll do Top 5 Outkast songs. That'll come up in a minute. We're also going to do Wake Up Call, and the two wake up calls today. What is something that your spouse can beat you at? And have you finally come to terms with Kirk Cousins being on the Falcons roster in 2025? And Bo, before we get in the huddle, I will say, Allie brought up something just a minute ago off the air that made my stomach turn, and I didn't even know what she was talking about at first. And then it hit me what she was bringing up, and I was like, oh, dear God. All right, here's what happened. We were talking about Kirk Cousins, Ian Rapoport. We go off there, and Allie says, is Kirk Cousins going to be our Taylor Swift this year? And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, you know, is he, you know, what do you mean? Like, what about it? And then she was like, is this, they're just going to show him just constantly on the sideline, just the camera's just going to pan to him every, you know, commercial break? And I was like, dear God.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think we had that in our head. It may be the first game, or in a game if Penix gets, you know, takes a rough hit and gets banged up and he's slow to get up, then maybe. But I just don't feel that that'll be it. I tend to honestly feel that it's going to be a lot about Michael Penix. I think, you know, the league is in a – they want stars at the quarterback position, and Michael Penix is he has legit ability to be one.
Yeah,
he has got an unbelievable arm. He's a young player, so I don't think so. Personally don't think so. And I understand a little bit of the angst of the fan base, but it's just not a big deal. Even if they do paint him a couple of times a game, it's just not.
I'm with you. I think more of the conversation at that point, hopefully, will be about the relationship he has with mentoring Michael Penix. I hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
Well, and there certainly won't be merch, you know, saying, go Taylor's boyfriend. Go Taylor's boyfriend. Like, that kind of stuff won't be coming out. The teeny boppers
Team
will not
Kirk.
Be attending.
Team Kirk? No, yeah. I don't think
well,
I'll see anything.
Allie, I think Mike's got a good point that when you will probably see those shots is when he's sitting on the sidelines with T.J. Yates and Kirk Cousins, and they're all over on the iPad.
Yeah.
And if he's not over there with him, which you know he will be or he would be if that situation plays out, if it wasn't, that might be a little bit of a storyline, but it's not. Dude, Mike, tell him. Tell him, Mike.
Yeah, look.
Inside the building conversations are normally 100, like a full, 180 from outside the building conversations.
You would not believe what the stories actually are inside the locker room most of the time. It's usually, you know, who's going to have the aux while everybody's in the hot tub? You know, like that kind of thing. Like, dude, like. No, we can't let that guy play any more music. We got to make sure we say something to him. So, yeah, I mean, it just is what it is, man. All right, we got a bunch of fun stories. Let me remind you one more time, 404-726-0929 at the top of the hour. You can also hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. A couple of conversations today. Something your spouse can beat you at. something your spouse can beat you at, and also have you come to terms with the fact that Kirk Cousins could be on the roster in week one for the Atlanta Falcons. Let us know what you think. Dylon, let's go in the huddle. All right, so first of all, let's get to the Kenny Pickett stuff. We wondered how the Browns quarterback room might pan out. This is not completely indicative of what the future could be, but the Browns will not exercise the fifth-year option on quarterback Kenny Pickett's contract that will make him a free agent after next year. Doesn't mean he won't be with Cleveland this year, Bo, but it means that the future becomes a little bit murkier for a guy that at one point held the keys to the Pittsburgh Steelers' future.
Yeah, I would say being your third team in 3 years, I think the future has been murky for him.
Yeah,
there's no surprise because this makes sense. You don't pick up that fifth-year option if somehow he does rise to the top of the four-and-a-half-headed quarterback room that they have, because I think Deshaun Watson's a half a quarterback right now with only one good leg. And he's not going to play this year.
Speaking of murky futures.
The future is not really there, and because he's going to be on a new contract no matter what. This is really just a standard business move that's right for them. You know, the thing that people don't talk about is what that room's going to look like. Everybody's already assumed that Shedeur Sanders is a better player than Dillon Gabriel. Well, the draft wouldn't tell you that. But Dillon Gabriel's got probably the best arm of that quarterback room right now. He has got a – now, he's only 5'11", but he's got a phenomenal arm. And so it's going to be interesting to see which of those young quarterbacks between – and I still count Pickett in that – is the best of the lot, because I think Flacco is probably the starter as it looks today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the ways that pans out. All right, I want to get to this Brandon Bean sound from Buffalo and make sure I get this station right. WGR 550, the Jeremy and Joe Show, which – has there ever been a more Buffalo name of a radio show? The Jeremy and Joe Show. They had Brandon Bean on, the GM of the Buffalo Bills. And look, man, things got a little bit testy.
I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
How so?
Well, you guys were in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored. Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. You just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show. You got to have something to about. But about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
So this is my pet peeve with the business that we're in. It's two-sided. One, GMs and coaches say they don't listen, yet they always listen.
I knew you were going there.
The other thing.
Jeremy and Joe.
Hold on. Now, the other part is, what was the guy? These guys work for Odyssey. They're a part of our company.
Yeah.
But radio hosts think they can say whatever they want, and they shouldn't be held accountable for it. And I'm included in that, by the way.
Ding.
And as in, I'm in that part. I'm fine with being. But if you're going to talk, run your mouth. Don't get mad when the guys that are in those trenches come up and say, well, I wanted to call you out for being wrong here and this. It doesn't make either side. Look, I thought both sides handled this well. I don't know how these guys handled it at the back end, but they took it, and that's the way you got to do sometimes. But too many times in this business, we're behind microphones and we want to be critical, and we think the team should be allow us to do that. Yet when the team stands up for itself, well, they got rabbit ears. They're all sensitive. I love what Brandon Bean did here. I love that he addressed it with those guys. But I also think that I like the way the host handled it from what I heard.
Yeah.
And they took it and they said, all right, you get to speak. Because we can't say whatever we want about these guys and them not be able to defend themselves.
100%.
Bean is right, by the way.
And Jeremy and Joe are like, dude, that was radio magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, dude, that's probably going to go viral.
Everyone's talking about it today. They have done their job.
Yeah. They think. But can you guys imagine, and just for one second, can you just imagine Terry going on one of the shows on our station and be like, you know what? You guys been bleeping about everything I've been doing, and guess what? Daddy brought home 2 edge rushers in the first round. I don't want to hear another word about it, George. Like, can you imagine?
You know what he would say? And then he'd say, so what do you think about that, Mike Bell?
You're not listening. Shocker.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
But that's very much what happened with Ra and Mike. And
yeah,
now it was a different scenario because there was something that where Ra had seemingly made an in-game mistake that's caused him. But
yeah.
But that's what happens, and we can't get mad. Allie, am I wrong in this? You've been in this business for a long time in radio. We can't get mad if we call someone out when they defend themselves.
No, you can't. But it is an awkward moment because I've been called out in an interview for something wrong I said one time, and they brought it up in every question. I was just like, dang. And they were right, but it just hurt my soul.
I'll be waiting on playoff Jimmy to hit me up and let me know what he thinks about me saying he shouldn't, you know, hold
you
this.
You don't want Jimmy Butler, standard smart brother.
Real quick, Allie, you had an interesting note about a certain number being passed down.
Yeah, Abdul Carter, of course, drafted by the Giants, requested number 56. Of course, that's Lawrence Taylor's retired number. Mm. And Lawrence Taylor said, you know, get another number. I don't care if it's a 00, make it famous. And so they had a kind of back and forth about this.
Yes,
and, you know, Abdul Carter's like, he's still the GOAT.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Should they stop requesting these numbers, though?
Yeah. Like, who? Like, I would drop the, and I've dropped this on the show, who is you? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm Lawrence Taylor. All right? I've done prison time. All right? I'm like, Bill Belichick calls me the GOAT. Like, don't worry about that. Go to about 10 Pro Bowls and then let me know, man. Like, just, and I think that, I can't remember who said this, Bo, but there has been people that are like, make your own path, dude. Maybe it was it Cam Newton? I think Cam Newton actually said that. He's like, you don't need my number. It was an Auburn guy that wanted to wear Cam Newton's number. And he's like, no, man, like, make your own path. Create your own number. You don't need my number.
I don't know. It's something about doing it your own way. I'm glad Lawrence Taylor said this to him. I'm glad that LT was like, no, man. Because, for one, what do you don't live up to it? I mean, that's just it would be kind of embarrassing. Not that he wouldn't, but I'm with Allie. I think they should, guys, stop requesting other dudes' numbers that have been retired. Come on, man.
Don't request dudes' numbers. You heard it from Bo first. Big pause. All right, we got to move on. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Braves, the series of fortunate events that was the Atlanta Braves last night in Coors Field. We're also going to have the return, the much anticipated return of Top 5 Tuesday. It is Top 5 Outkast songs. Don't want to miss that. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift, the newest edition, which we're so thankful to have Miss Allie Mack hanging out with us. Day two for her. We didn't scare her off day one, but a lot of fun so far today, even though, look, no fire department today.
Not today.
So that's good. I love how you just blew past that when you walked in here this morning. Like, yeah, the fire department came to my house last week. I'm like, what?
No big deal.
What? And as I was gingerly walking in here, because I tried to race my wife yesterday in a sprint, did not turn out good. Neither one of us got to the finish line. So anyways, man, we'll do the wake-up call coming up on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929. Two questions. What can your spouse, or let's go ahead and include kids, what can your spouse or kids beat you at this point in your life? And also, have you come to terms with Kirk Cousins being a part of this football team come week one? Is it more realistic, in your opinion, now than it's ever been, as we played the Ian Rappaport from a minute ago, where he's like, yeah, there's really nothing to report on. I don't have any sound or sources because they've been saying this all along, but it turns out he might actually be there. Shocker.
That's
Shocker.
My favorite part.
Yeah.
I mean, we just haven't listened to them. And that's what's drove me nuts this whole time, is there's been a narrative and an agenda pushed by local and national media that, well, we're not listening to them. And it's funny because we always say teams lie to them when they tell you that they don't have any problem with him being here and whatever's best for the team, and we just blatantly just say, well, they're lying.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because he just can't be here. But why? He can't. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I would not argue, and we're going to get to the Braves in just a second, also Top 5 Tuesday Outkast songs. But I would argue that, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of upside to him not being here. If you can recoup money, you know, or picks or whatever else you can get back for him, sure, I'm fine with that. If you're going to let, you know, money or draft picks ride the pine for what you hope is the entire season. But it's like we've talked about. There's always the – so what is it? What was it last year, Bo? 62 starting quarterbacks in the NFL? You're probably going to need a backup at some point, all right? And then you have to flip around and probably spend $5 million on a veteran, you know, if you're not – if you don't have Kirk Cousins. So it's also more wasted money. You got to make sure the zeros line up, man. I don't know. I'm on board. I am projecting that he's here week one, maybe not here to end the season. Maybe there's a trade at some point. Somebody has an injury. Somebody's desperate. Somebody wants to make the playoffs, whatever.
Well,
and you bring
him in. And my prediction has always been he'll be here in training camp.
Yes, exactly.
I don't believe everybody's like, well, they'll just cut him. Why?
Yeah.
What? You're saving money, but at that point, there's no value. It's not that much money. You're not saving to that extent. I think a lot of people have just made up their mind that it can't happen. So that's and they're dug in.
Yeah.
And they're not going to leave it. And that's fine. Be wrong.
A lot of people dug in as well on Bryce Elder and their thoughts on him as a Braves starter. Now, let me just start here because we talked about this a little bit earlier. The Braves won 6-3 yesterday out in Denver, which the stadium is completely empty. The Rockies are now 4-24. But I brought it up to you earlier, and you kind of laughed at me because there's a smidge of small ball going on yesterday. I think they were playing to contact. I think they understand that the Rockies have a bad defense, aren't going to score a ton of runs. You also, and I didn't bring this up earlier, Ozzie Albies got a stolen base last night, his fourth year. Michael Harris, number 6 on the year. Way ahead of where anybody was last year on this roster in terms of stolen bases other than Ronald Acuna Jr. I think that's it. There's a lot of huge upside to that. But Bryce Elder able to come away with a quality start. And look, man, the Braves are rolling. There's no doubt about it. We're now just a couple games under .500.
Yeah, they were definitely taking advantage of the Rockies catcher, and his name slips my mind. But he was allowing quite a few pass balls last night. They made a point to run on him. It was funny because I saw them they tied the game on two just dribblers is what they would be called, but they ran them out.
Swinging bunts.
The Bryce Elder thing for me is this is why people were like, why do you defend him so much? And it's like because. Because the same people that crush him never give him credit for doing when he does well. You know, I'm seeing tweets and stuff like immediately in the first inning, this guy's a bum, he's not an MLB player, he's unplayable. And then he goes out in the next 5 innings after the first inning, he's phenomenal. He gives you phenomenal. He worked in and out of trouble. He had some 1-2-3 innings. He gave you a quality start. He's got back-to-back quality starts his last 2 outings. Coors Field's not an easy place to pitch, but because of what he was an all-star in that 1 year in 23, and it was really just the first half, we put him up to just tear him down, it feels like. Well, he was an all-star, so I'm going to tell you how bad he sucks. And it's irritating because he's your fifth in a perfect world, he's really your sixth starter. I think if the perfect world, if everybody was healthy, you'd get that sixth start for some of these guys like Strider coming off an injury, Chris Sale just being, an older with a wear and tear. You know, all I want for those guys is a quality start every second or third outing. So the fact he's going to be back-to-back, I just think we're too quick to want to just crap all over the guy, and it agitates me because most of the people that do that will never give him the flowers when he gives you what he needed, which was last night. He gave you what you needed.
Yeah, give him his flowers, Allie.
Well, it is just to validate exactly what you're
Allie's
saying,
Allie's been talking
Bo.
Trash about Bryce Elder all morning.
No, I have not.
I know she's a hater. I knew it.
No, I was a little bit late to the game, though, and I was seeing the tweets go. And it could have gone either way because the tweets were, that's our Bryce. Way to go, Bryce. And it's like, oh, gosh, what does this mean?
With a hint of sarcasm.
Right, exactly. Because I was like, okay, so Bryce must be doing well. Then turned on the game and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, but it does. It swings back and forth so much with him, and people really don't give him as much credit as he deserves.
He's the new Charlie Morton from that realm. Like, Charlie Morton was that guy all the time. It's like, why do we keep going back to Charlie Morton? And then he'd have a good game, and you go, yeah, Uncle Charlie. You know what I mean? Uncle Charlie's that guy. He's always dependable. You know what you're getting on the fifth day. Charlie Morton's that guy you can fall back on, man. I'm with you, though. I mean, the Bryce Elder hate, it gets a little bit over the top. Allie mentioned earlier, Coors Field it sometimes turns into a circus, man. You never know quite what you're getting. And it's just crazy. The ball bounces off the top of the wall from Trejo last night, bounces back in. You got good fortune from that aspect. A couple of swinging bunts from, like I brought up earlier, Braves legends, Eli White and Nick Allen. So it just... It is what it is, man, sometimes. And after the run of luck they had in the first 7 games, 8 games, 9 games, whatever, it was bound to swing back this way eventually. So
yeah, it's like when Allie talked about the play, Allie with the Michael Harris double where he go-ahead double. I thought that ball hit him.
Right, so did I.
Yeah.
The way he turned around, I was like, And you know what it
like
did?
Like it hit the ribs. It looked like it hit the ribs.
I thought it hit like his thigh, and I immediately go, hey, what's the rule on that again? Is he out because he got hit with the ball? Did we just, like, is this one of those bad luck moments for the Braves where Michael Harris, who's got like a 260 on base percentage right now, gets a big go-ahead hit, and I love him lower in the lineup. I love Michael Harris down there.
Yeah,
but
I do as well.
I thought it was funny, and then Allie, we see the replay, and it hits the helmet, and you're like, so, oh, that's right. Ozzy was on base. He just throws his helmet off.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And to quote my husband, he calls Coors Field the haunted house of ballparks.
There you go. That's definitely what it is.
Weird things just happen.
It's a carnival in there. All right, look, man, let's go ahead and hit this Top 5 Tuesday. Yeah, just a reminder, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We haven't done... And Dylan and Bo helped me out this. We haven't done Top 5 Tuesday, I think, since before football season. I think it was a solid 8-9 months ago since I've done a Top 5 Tuesday. And to put it lightly, we just started getting so much stuff going in football season that I just wanted to do Top 5s for football. I'm just like, let's do Top 5. And then it just became kind of an afterthought. So it's time, guys. It's time to return of Top 5 Tuesday because I couldn't hold on to it after this weekend when Outkast was named the newest member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So immediately I go back to middle school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was born in 87. I want to say a lot of these songs started coming out when I was in middle school in seventh grade. So Dylon, let's go ahead and start with number 5.
Number 5.
I could just don't.
AT Aliens, shout out. I know there's going to be a lot of people that think this one should probably be higher on the list.
Yeah, right here. Present.
Yeah, I know.
Present.
I know. I can see you right now. You're already shaking your head side to side. I don't even need the negative feedback just yet because we're only on number 5. All right, so just calm yourself. Allie, your earliest memories of Outkast, because you're a music person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know how old you are, but I don't even want to ask live on air and just put you on the
spot.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
I'm 48.
It's actually one of the top Google searches. If you look up my name, it's Allie Mac Age, because
no.
I will not say.
No, yeah, I won't put you on the spot. But I just distinctly remember being in, we had a math teacher named Miss Jackson, and this song, the Miss Jackson song came out, which we'll get to in just a second. All right, Dylon, let's roll on.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Everybody clap with me.
This song is so overrated.
Everybody in the car, I hope you're clapping, baby. Time to roll.
But if you have a drink, you're going to dance to it, Bo. Like, you're going to. You have to.
Can I say something? 110. I don't hate the song at all. It's just so, like, I feel like one out of every 3 times Outkast is played on the radio, this is what we have to hear. And this was that split album.
Yeah.
This was where these two, this was their last album, really, together, Speaker Box Love Below. And they were each released a single to start with, and this was the one that that Andre released.
Yeah, I will say this next one probably in today's climate, probably the name of this one might be a little more frowned upon. Dylon, let's go ahead and continue.
Number 3.
1, 2, 3, yeah. Come on,
so Mike. Good.
Mike,
Bo, don't wait. Hey, don't wake the baby up dancing. You know
Mike,
what I mean?
Spring Break. Spring Break 2001, Panama City, baby. We're riding the strip with this. I mean, we had this blaring. We loved it. It was so
not
I
a smartphone to be had, man. Just a bunch of freaking crazy people.
I mean, nothing screams Spring Break in Panama City like a bunch of kids, white kids from Paulding County playing bombs over Baghdad, rolling down the strip.
You already know, man. Nothing screams Mike Johnson like this next song, Dylon.
Number 2.
Let me tell you something. If you're in your car right now listening to this and you're not bobbing your head, we would not be friends. Like, straight up, would not be friends with you if you're not bobbing your head right now to this classic piece of music.
It's so classic that they now use it for, like, dish soap commercials.
Yes. Isn't that kind of alarming, though? It makes you feel old.
Yes.
It makes you feel old. All right, and before we get too further, let's go ahead and finish up, Dylon. Let's get that number 1.
Number 1.
Woo!
I am free.
It's impossible, guys. It's impossible not to say woo.
Exactly.
It's impossible not to say woo.
Woo!
Exactly. All right. All right, what did I miss, man? Because that's
well,
my 5.
You missed a few.
Hang on. Let me run back. AT Aliens, Hey Ya, Bombs Over Baghdad, So Fresh, So Clean, and Sorry, Miss Jackson. Go ahead, Bo.
You missed a few. You missed Aquemini. You missed Rosa Parks. You miss elevators. You miss roses.
Which one of those ousting? Which one needs to be ousted? You make a top 10 list then. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, which one needs to be ousted?
Well, I would say that I would probably put either Rosa Parks or roses over So Fresh and So Clean.
Interesting.
And I love that. I love that song too. It's just not. It's not top of the list. I would say, you know what? Take Hey Ya out. Put Rosa Parks in.
Wow.
And then put either So Fresh and So Clean out and put Roses or Spotty Oddy Dopalicious.
All right.
And Equipment Eye is phenomenal too. There's just so many good songs by this. This is one of the greatest duos of all time. Of all time. You know, you would call them a group, but they're a duo, whatever. These guys are they're amazing.
Got to go to break. Allie's got that look on her face like she's about to call me out in the gnarliest way. All right, so I'm gonna ask her to do that on the other side for wake up call. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Here's your wake up call. First of all, you can weigh on the Outcast if you want to. Second of all, something that your spouse or kids can beat you at. Something they can beat you at. And have you become okay, or have you grown accustomed to the fact that Kirk Cousins might be on this roster in week one? 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.